Let's try Independence, Kentucky. Bill, good to have you on the show. Bill, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller. I love your show. And I'm just actually calling because I think kind of what you're hearing in this area here, and I live in northern Kentucky, but what you're hearing through the bluegrass is kind of the ripple effect of the fans possibly being so rabid that we've run Tubby off. And I know there's a lot of coach speak and stuff that goes on in situations like this. I sure hope that he did not leave just because of that. I just want to say, kind of representing the fans a little bit here, I'm a diehard Wildcat fan. It's kind of in your DNA if you grow up in this state. It's like a professional team in this area. And the majority of fans really did love Tubby, loved who he was as a person, loved that he was great in the community. They love Tubby, but growing concerns over things, probably the main thing being recruiting, especially losing Kentucky players in the very state of Kentucky to other SEC teams and seeing them do well there. There's that growing concern. Fans here, I guess you can look at it both ways, a double-edged sword. Whoever comes and replaces Tubby, they're going to have fans that will just be diehard in that guy's corner, but they're also going to have the little bit of the scrutiny, too. You've got senior adults that I know who know names of players, statistics, back 4 or 5 years ago.
Let me jump in, Bill, only because we're up against it, and I think you made a good point. And I think your point's saying I'm a little concerned that as a Kentucky fan that nationally we're being perceived as a rabid fan base that unfairly ran a class guy off. I mean, I think that's what you're saying. And I could see where you'd be concerned about that, and I think some people do think that. At the same time, I don't see it that way. I think that Tubby Smith should not have been fired. At the same time, I know why he left. There was a sense of resentment, I think, maybe. Or people were more and more unhappy about what they were seeing. But I think that goes both ways. I think that you were getting tired of him, or at least a lot of you were. And I think he was getting tired of you. The thing had run its course. He had 10 years there. He's a class guy. He's an excellent coach. He's a dignified guy, but he, in the end, wasn't doing enough to keep that job. Not enough to get fired, but not enough to keep the job. I think he did the right thing. He goes out on his own terms. His dignity is intact. You weren't left to fire a guy that you didn't really want to fire, but had to. It would have been very messy, and especially if you let him come back for one more year, I think he would have been a lame duck, regardless of the 4 years he had left. He handled that perfectly. That was smart. He got out while the getting was good. He's getting paid. I think he's going to go to a place where he's more comfortable, and you're going to get somebody who I think is going to be better in that fishbowl. I think he got a fair shot, though. It's not like they ran him off after a couple of years. He was there a decade. He hasn't been to the Final Four in 9 years, and the fact of the matter is he wasn't recruiting nearly well enough. You can't finish in fourth in your own division in the SEC if you're a Kentucky. You can't lose 25 games in 2 years if you're Kentucky. And you can't have a guy like Chris Lofton, who was Mr. Basketball for the state, say, I'm dying to come to your school, only to be turned away to see him go to Tennessee and become an All-American and the SEC Player of the Year. He'll never live that one down. Saul could play, but Chris Lofton couldn't. That didn't help. Tubby's a class guy, and he's an excellent coach, and he should go. It's going to be good for him. It's going to be great for Minnesota. And I think ultimately Kentucky benefits. Now, who do you get to come in?